Holy shit, we are live.
M squared.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome to the very first episode of M squared.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here.
You need in your life.
You do not need this in your life. Let's just make that clear. Right, this isn't something which is going to change your life.
We have no fucking idea what we're doing. God. And we've spent a fuckload of money.
Man, way too much. And I don't think we say how much because we've told both of
We've told our girls we spent a lot less than we spent.
Oh, God.
This is Christina's Christmas present funds.
This is the wedding present. Fuck Christmas. This is the wedding present.
Can we just talk about this fucking backdrop? Look
at this. Oh, man, it's perfect, right? As a podcast Flex. Backdrop, I reckon this is as good as you're going to get.
It's
beautiful.
It's a vibe.
I know. Don't rob us. So
we have money.
Fuck.
I'm excited for this. Because obviously Christine and I are quite active on social media, so this gives viewers a different perspective about what we're about, right?
And you know what? I get to finally show people who you really are. You know, like, and that is what I'm looking forward to the most. You know, that is what I'm really looking forward to the most.
I'm also looking forward to, you know, everybody getting to know you a little bit more. You are honestly one of the fucking funniest guys I know.
Man, I'm private though, like that.
Yeah, but you have no filter.
I don't though. I don't care.
You don't care.
Like,
I love that you don't care. Gives a shit. Gives a fuck. But this is obviously a podcast that you should not listen to if you're going for a job interview.
Do not listen to it.
Looking for motivation.
And if you are unsure about what to do in life, listen to this, right? And then listen to us because we don't know what we're doing right now. So it'll make you feel better about yourself.
I'm in love with it. I'm just in love with this.
I know, same. I just want to move it all the time. Now, right, like you can't really see that just on camera, but this is on a stand here and it just moves so freely. I love it. I love it.
It's a great scotch.
Yeah, I know. I almost need some more.
I love it.
Some McCallum. All
right. But I put on an Instagram story. Do you know what Instagram stories are, Matt?
I am very familiar with Instagram stories. Thank you very much.
So on Instagram, I put up a Q&A.
What's the handle?
M squared boys.
Follow it, like it. Thank you.
I put up a Q&A box.
Yep.
So people, you know, just to throw some questions out there for us.
Fuck yeah.
Get to know us a little bit more.
100%.
And this can just be, you know, let's just talk fucking shit for the first, you know.
Oh, man, just talk real. Like, there is no filter, well, right? I don't want to know the questions. I don't want to think about the questions.
Should we just get started?
We answer. Go. Go. Make it a good one first up.
Matt hasn't seen. Look, I've only seen maybe two or three of the questions.
I haven't even seen it. You know what? I haven't even logged into the Instagram page anyway, first up. So I need to
do that.
Have
I given you the password?
I think you have, yeah.
I'll change it. All right. Ooh, this is a good one. What did you think of each other when you first met?
Oh, fuck. I actually haven't told you this, right? But I first met Mark, probably 4 or 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. Right. So Sarah was the MC at the first
Sarah's
ever.
Matthew's fiance.
My fiance.
Beautiful,
right?
Fiance.
Gorgeous fiance, at the first ever Christina Sicalius makeup masterclass.
It was our first one. Yeah.
Now, I remember walking in, and I remember everyone being so nice, you know, so friendly. I think I've introduced myself to like a couple people, and then I see Mark, and Mark isn't moving. Right, Mark's that type of guy where Mark stands in a spot, and
I don't know you, bro.
He will not move for anyone.
I didn't know you at the time.
And a lot of pressure. I said, who the fuck is this rude guy and why is he not coming up to say hi to me? Well, make me feel welcome.
Hold up. First of all, Sarah is a good friend of mine. I've known Sarah for many, many years, many more years than you have. I've met a lot of her past boyfriends. You know, don't fuck around. But you
were fucking rude. I don't care what you say. Dude, you cannot say anything right now. You got nothing to do. He was there on his phone.
Get the fuck out.
Talking
here.
Shit with people.
We're planning doing these
nothing.
Masterclasses for
rude,
6 months,
man,
bro.
Honestly.
What do we do? Give you a hug? I just met you, pussy.
Fucking oath, man.
Fuck over it. But what did I... Well, my answer is completely different. I thought you were very nice and you
very
were very
nice
polite.
Guy. Thank you.
And I got murderer vibes.
Really?
Someone's too nice.
Oh, when someone is too nice, but I'm a very trustable guy. But,
yeah, but when someone's too nice 24/7, you're nice 24/7.
I am. To the people that I like and to that. Yeah,
true. And I just feel like no one should be that nice. Look, I don't know. I don't trust people that are too nice. Like my sister's fiance, Carl.
Oh, Carl. Carl sexy is Carl. A nice guy.
Very nice.
Very attractive, right? So very, we lures people hair. In. Lures people in.
He's a fucking nurse.
Man, he genuinely helps people.
He's a nurse. He's a nice guy. Him. And I told my parents, you know, when Carl introduced himself to us the first time that I don't like him.
No, you don't trust him.
I'm getting murderer vibes again from him. And he should go fuck himself.
Huh?
So what did my sister do?
She does what everyone should do and not listen and to not anything listen to that
me.
You say.
Not listen to me. All but right. I don't know. That's just me. I don't trust nice guys.
No.
But Carl's an excellent human being.
Yeah. He's
beautiful.
Yeah, no, he is.
I'm going too far.
I don't want to talk about him too much. Why
am I talking about him so much?
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should marry him.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Next question.
All right.
I'm loving these questions for us.
They're good. Give us a good one.
All right.
But I don't want to get into trouble, so don't do it.
Well, I've just read it. Top three hall passes.
And that concludes the podcast.
And we are done, guys. Thank you for that. And we will see you next week.
Nah, fuck.
I'm pretty sure you know that what though? A list of things that we shouldn't be talking about.
Oh, that is 100% not what we should be talking about. But I've had a couple of first these one.
And I'm feeling
yeah,
it.
Nah,
Matt,
we're
you
done.
Go first so you can look worse than I can.
Okay, so top three, all right? Mm. So my first one.
Talk to me.
You know what?
It's getting hot in here.
Actually, Sarah knows all three, all right? So look, it's a bit weird, but the first one looks exactly like Sarah, right? Yes, and you know her because I post her on my Instagram who you're talking page about, all the time.
She's
insane.
Bro, why would you want a whore pass that looks like your missus?
All right, so Georgina Rodriguez, right? Just for everyone wanting to know who it is. But
yes, that is
you know what though?
Cristiano Ronaldo's wife.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why she's I would want her hot. To look like Sarah, she's but it's just fucking...
Something about... And she can't talk English.
Nah, she can't. And her accent is just something different.
Can we move on to the next one, please? Because I'm getting...
All right, so... Number two, it's a travel blogger that Sarah's actually introduced me to as well, right?
A travel blogger.
Yeah, so I kind of blame Sarah for this one, right? So she can't get angry at me at all for this one, right? So number two is Nicole Isaac, right? So she is,
I've never heard of her.
It is more just like for her lifestyle.
Let me Google this.
Yeah, go. All right, so now we've actually got ARTV on the top right-hand side here. So when we look up at that corner, that's just what we're looking up, right? Like, we don't actually have Nicole Isaac here. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But
I don't know who she is.
Oh, nice. She's amazing, right? So, for her, it is just her personality, right? So, when she does her live videos and stuff, she's...
olive skin.
Yeah. Dark, long hair. I love long hair.
I love it.
Love it.
Okay. That's a good one. I've never heard of
it. Yeah, it is. So, they're probably top two.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, it's probably like a pick between Demi Rose and Kylie Jenner, right? Both of which, I might add, have been with Tiger, who is your best mate. So I'm actually in Tiger's corner for this one.
Wow.
I am. I'm in his back pocket here.
Look,
you know, I don't want to touch on sensitive topics. But
first two?
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Love
amazing,
that for
right?
you.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. The other two, mate, I don't know.
Nah.
I'm not feeling it.
Nah, they're good.
I'm not feeling it. My top
what
three.
What about you? I want to see you get in trouble here.
Oh, dude, my hall pass is Christina Tsakalis.
Oh, no. Nah. I call bullshit on that. I call what's... Nah. Crickets, because I call fucking bullshit on that straight away.
We need to put some name tags on these sound effects because we have no idea what... All right. My... I don't know.
Go. Top three.
Ooh, okay. Right. Danny Lay.
Danny Lay. Who's
that? Danny Lay
is? Nah.
An American songwriter, singer. So cute.
Yeah.
See, for me, I like cheeky with a bit of attitude.
Yeah, okay.
That's my
bit of attitude's always good.
I love that. Look at her hair. Oh, she's so cool.
Yeah.
I love her.
Is that Tyga? Absolutely. All right, so she has a photo with every single rapper up on the screen right now.
Baby,
and that is Tyga.
The baby's her boyfriend.
Oh, fuck off. That is Tyga.
That's not Tyga.
I'm actually going to post... a photo of her and Tiger on
the baby,
Instagram page.
Chris Brown, because she did a song with Chris Brown called Easy. There's one with Bow Wow. She's got one with Drake as well.
God, Tiger.
I'm getting a bit...
Tiger.
Let's move on to the next one because I'm getting a bit angry now.
Number two.
Eva Mendes.
Oh, Eva Mendes is good.
Eva Mendes.
Eva Mendes, I think, is one for all ages, right? I think no matter who you ask, everyone knows her.
2006 to 2010. You see her in Training Day?
training day. Nah, nah, not at all. Even that's about the corrupt cop. That's got nothing to do with her.
Fuck.
Nah, too fast, too furious.
Because she was good to hitch.
Or the other guys. Right?
Number three. Ariana Grande.
Grande vibes, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you asked me, I don't know, about a year or two ago, yeah. I'd be like, no chance. I don't know. She's just...
No way.
Have you heard her songs?
Nah. Look, I'm a girly girl type of song guy, but...
She's bad. I didn't know.
Really?
She was that... Yeah, she's bad.
What's put her songs
on,
like?
Put on...
Yeah,
put
go,
on,
we got Bluetooth happening
it?
Here.
It was...
what is it?
It's called 69.
All right, let me just re... I fucking
Dude,
love
the
this
the song's
mic,
called
man.
69.
Yeah. Wait, is it really?
No, I think it's called 34 plus 35.
Oh, 34 plus
35. G equals 69, obviously. Put the chorus on. Put the chorus on.
When's the chorus?
Oh, Makipi. She's being healthy.
Oh, you're not healthy, so she's not eating you.
Can you step or not? Fuck me till the date.
All right, we got to turn this down. We got to turn this down.
Can we move on? Can we move on? Because I feel like this is it's going down here real fast.
Real quick. We are not having any more episodes after this one.
Or wives. Okay. I'm proposing next year and I'm so nervous. Any advice and how did you boys do it?
Oh, fuck, man. Do not engage.
Do not engage. Dude, how fucking scary is that? I don't think women understand the amount of pressure.
No, they don't.
So many things can
go
wrong.
At the same time, right, I don't think your friends that haven't gone through the process understand, right, because they're not there yet, right? So they try and console you. Well, they try and talk to you, but they just
do not
understand.
All the boys are telling me, Mark, what are you scared of? She's going to say yes. It's not the fact she's going to say
no
yes.
No shit. Have you seen us? Of course they're saying yes.
100%.
Right? That isn't
they
what
would not miss
about.
That chance, but like...
Oh man,
I think it's more the fact that you want to make it perfect for them.
It is all about them.
And
honestly, it is, right?
Everything that can go wrong does go wrong.
And you know what?
Everything.
I think,
because you proposed this year.
Yeah, I did, right? So right before, you know what? It's for me, it is two steps, right? So the whole process, right? So the first step is the step that nobody talks about.
What is it?
Right? And you go through life and everyone prepares you for school and for work and for, you know, just everything in life, right? But nobody talks about it. Nobody sits you down and says, Mark, this is going to be the hardest thing that you ever do in your life, right? And that is asking the Father for permission. That is one of the all-time hardest thing. Oh, it's as scary as shit. That is the hardest thing that you ever do in your life. Nobody ever talks about it, right? Everyone always talks about the actual day... When you get down on one knee.
Proposing. Oh. Asking Christina's dad, George, for his hand
man.
Was by far the scariest fucking thing
I've ever done in my life.
I've
got Sarah's dad. Sarah's dad's in the mafia.
He's nice.
Oh, he is. He
look,
is nice,
I've met him a few times.
He's in the mafia.
He does look
secretly, like he's in the mafia.
But Christina's dad, he's not.
He rides a Harley, this guy.
He doesn't. But you know what? You're right. I'm asking the Father.
Yeah, that's the first step, right, which you need to overcome. And it's something which you just do not prepare for. And there's nothing you can do to prepare.
100%. 100%. But also, like, you know what? Just that would be, look, in my opinion, that is scarier than actually proposing to you.
Oh, it is.
To your girlfriend.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, my proposal didn't go it did go as smoothly. Nah. Well, kind of.
You had a couple of hiccups, though, didn't you?
I broke the law.
Should we be talking about this on here? Yeah, no, we should. Go. All right, so what'd you do?
It's coronavirus. Yeah, go. The last thing they care about is me breaking the law.
Let's not say that word. Yeah.
But I have a friend of mine that owns a jewelry company in New York.
Yep.
Forever Diamonds. He designed and made Christina's amazing engagement.
Very beautiful. Shout out.
Shout out to Forever Diamonds New York.
Yep. Sponsor us here, thanks.
Sponsor. We do need some sponsors. Yeah.
We've got to pay this off, man. Huh? I've got a wedding in 10 months.
These? So yeah, long story short, I proposed in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We were there in 2017 for the New York Fashion Week. Marc Jacobs.
Yep.
Well, yeah, Christina was working with the Marc Jacobs team.
Okay. Yeah.
In New York, so they flew her, and I was her plus one. Shout out.
Yep.
Thanks, babe.
Yep.
And that's
not by choice, plus one, but anyway.
You know, we're going to be there for Valentine's Day. What's more romantic than...
That sounds perfect on paper, doesn't York it? Right. Anyone listening now would think, Mark, that's fucking amazing, right? Amazing. That sounds
and
easy
and
it
was,
and
but getting there is difficult. Proposing overseas is not as, you know, it's not as easy or as beautiful as it sounds, because I wired 50% of the funds to him.
Okay.
And he wanted the other 50%.
Wait, what, before you went?
Before I went, just to get started. And the other 50% was cash.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, that's fine.
That's a bit weird.
Declare that shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Huh? Fuck the tax office.
Yeah.
But so I said, yeah, that's fine. So the day we were leaving, I remember my cousin, he calls me up. He goes, Mark, hang on. How are you taking X amount of dollars with you overseas? Because you can't obviously take...
More than $10,000. Otherwise, you've got to
declare it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't declare it because then Christine would find
out. No.
She'd be like, why are you taking this much money with you? Flex.
Jeez, expensive wearing.
Yeah. So I said, okay, fuck, what do I do? So I jumped on Google quickly.
Mm.
And this is literally what I Googled. I Googled how to smuggle.
Incognito mode.
I Googled, how do you smuggle money and drugs overseas?
Did you really?
I did. And honestly, the
option one?
Option one was
up
to
bum.
Get up the bum.
That is way too enjoyable for you though. All right, so what'd you do?
So I literally just sticky taped it around my body.
Oh,
that was
I like
that was the most common
Wolf
answer.
Wolf of Wall Street style.
Just fucking sticky tape.
Yeah.
So I go to mum.
Mum,
can you help me sticky tape this amount of money to me? She was like, yeah, of course, babe.
So, what for? How come?
She knew what it was. But you know what? We just didn't have time to think about it. I had to get that money over there. So I literally...
Wait, was this on the day when you woke up?
On the day that we were leaving to New York.
Okay.
I sticky taped just with normal sticky tape.
Oh, fuck.
The money around me. Put a t-shirt on. Look, I put two t-shirts on and a jumper.
Oh, man, you'd be sweating.
I was so hot, but I couldn't, you know.
You can't touch, you can't hug. Nah, no way. I know. Money.
But lucky for me, they flew Christina business and they flew me economy. So we were seated away from each other. So I wasn't at risk of you know, detecting it at all. But I remember at one point on the plane, do you know how far New York is from Australia?
Yeah, I know.
He's very far away. On the way there, after 22 hours of having the sticky tape around me, dude, it's fucking hot.
Oh, man, you would be sweating, right? Like, and they are not comfy seats Like, that's a long time to be sitting down.
100%. So,
right, when you've got that stuff rubbing.
So I was in the aisle seat. We had a seat in between us.
Yeah.
And had a gentleman on the window seat.
Okay.
So everyone was asleep.
All right. So
the airplane was dimmed.
Some space, yep.
It was some space. So I thought I'd air it out.
Yeah.
While I'm airing it out, the guy on the left wakes up. He looks towards me and he's like, I can hear him panicking. I'm like, what the fuck's he panicking for? And I'm trying to see what he's trying to see.
Yeah.
And it's me with sticky tape around my body.
Oh, no.
And the thing is with a lot of like...
Yeah,
it was
padded.
It was padded around
it. It's...
It looked...
These type of vibes on a plane. I don't want to say the B bomb.
The B bomb?
Right, the B word, but I just said it.
It looked like a bomb.
Yeah.
He started paying. And he didn't fucking speak English either.
Oh, fuck. How do you communicate?
He didn't speak
that?
English. I have to explain to him.
How do you calm him down?
This is not a bomb.
Yeah.
This is actually. And I'm pointing at the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Showing Christine. I'm like proposing. He understood. Yeah. It was awkward. Yeah. And it was. That's how I got the money over there. And we had a fight over there as well. On the way there,
it's very common to fight before you propose.
Fight as well. On the day I was proposing, I had an event planner. I hired at a penthouse overlooking Empire State.
Oh, beautiful!
So beautiful. It was an amazing setup, and I had to be there by 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
I thought I planned it right because Christina was supposed to finish this Marc Jacobs event by 3:30 or 4:00.
Okay. Plenty of time.
She finished late.
Plenty of time.
She got back to the
fuck
room.
Mark
like
Jacobs, are they serious? Yeah. No, sorry. Sponsor us, Mark Jacobs. Thank you.
In the economy, fuck that. Yeah. Fuck you, Mark Jacobs.
Yeah.
And she got back to the room at about 5:30, and we had to be at the venue at 7
at
o'clock.
At 7?
So she had
how far is the venue?
I don't know. I think it was half an hour.
Oh, no,
Google
you can't.
Map.
But you
New
can't
York
give
traffic.
That time limit. Yeah,
so
no,
I go to
no
Christina,
way.
Babe, you need to be ready. You need to be ready, you know, in half an hour.
No.
Girls.
That's a no.
Girls aren't getting ready in half an hour.
No, no way.
Never. I've never seen Christina ready in half an hour. She's like, no, you meet me there. As in, Mark, you go there first and I'll meet you there later.
Yeah, as in, like, you're going to go propose to the air.
That's not going to fucking happen. So no I way. Told her it was my uncle's birthday. That was the whole plan. I told her it was my uncle's birthday at this special location. We need to be there at this certain time. She goes, you go there first, I'll meet you there later. I was like, no, that's not how it's going to work. So I did what any other man would do.
Which is?
I just started a fight and told her that you hate my family.
How man, dare you? The family one works every time.
How dare you not come to my uncle's birthday? He hasn't seen us in 10, 12
she
years.
She would have hated it. She would have been confused.
She was so confused. Anyway, I got her there. She's like, what do you mean hate me? Like, you hate my fucking family.
Yeah.
How dare you? She goes, just fucking relax. I'll come. She got dressed in half an hour, but she was pissed.
Oh, man, she would have been upset.
On the way there, she's yelling at me.
Yep.
You know, she's not happy because my hair's not done. My fucking makeup, I'm not ready. She's yapping. And anyway, I'm thinking to myself, like, say one more thing.
You know, one more.
Say one more thing and see what happens. I was this close to not proposing. I swear to God, man. He was going to. Anyway, we got there on time.
And
I popped the question. It was beautiful.
Everything was beautiful from there, huh? Yeah. It was lovely. Oh, wait, sorry. That's not the laughing one. We need the cheering one.
It was good, but it's stressful.
I know, it's good. It is super stressful.
All right. Next question.
Yep.
How are you feeling about these so far?
I'm feeling great. We're definitely getting a talking to after this, but good.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely sleeping on the couch.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm not sleeping. I'm going to sleep with one eye open tonight.
Do you and Christina ever argue? Matt?
Look, nah, we don't. We're perfect. We're great. We're good.
Yes, we fucking argue. We argue like any other couple.
No, it's important.
Argue. And I feel like we've been showing a lot of our arguments or disagreements online lately.
You have?
Like on Instagram, I feel like we've been doing it. Just to show people that you got to keep it real.
There's no such thing you as do.
On social media, man, there's so many fucking just...
It's fake. It's fake, right?
But that's a lot of relationships out there that are just...
That's a different topic.
That's a totally different off topic. Ugh. But obviously what you see on social media is nothing like it is in real life.
I reckon Christina wears the pants in your relationship. Yeah, when you guys argue, she would control everything.
I know her limits. No. Look, I know her limits.
Mm.
European women.
She's strong.
You don't want to fuck with her.
She's strong.
You're weak. I'm not weak, but I know when it's time to back down.
Yeah.
We had an argument the other day about Christmas lights.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you argue about Christmas lights?
I don't like a fucking...
Well, like putting...
It's boring.
Putting them up on the tree?
Not putting them up. We also had arguments about...
Yeah.
No, it's just seeing them. You know how people... Drive to random suburbs around and look at Christmas lights.
Yes.
Big Santa Claus there. The reindeer's lit up. It's fucking boring.
You've been with Chris now how long? What, 14, 15 years?
Mm.
Right? You know that this is part of the process. This is something which you've signed up for.
I want to avoid it this year. I don't like him. I don't fucking like him. I don't have to like Christmas lights. I like Christmas. You don't have
to, but it's part of being in a relationship, right? Where you need to.
It's true. And I will take it. We've got 3 more days, I think, or 2 more days left. So, all right, next question, Matthew. You ready?
Let's go.
Sayings that you hate or don't understand. Sayings that you hate or don't understand. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, do you understand that question?
Got one.
Yep.
I hate this saying.
What is it?
I'm dead.
I say that.
I'm so dead.
Yeah, I say that.
Do you say that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hang on, do males say that?
Yeah, I say it all the time.
Why are you saying I am dead? I don't understand it. Are you like, is it really funny that you've passed out and died?
No, well, that's like saying nah.
And what's I'm...
No, I can't.
What's I'm the dead. Difference between I am dead and I am so dead? I'm fucking dead.
Nah, I don't say I'm fucking dead. I just say dead or I'm dead.
Can you give me an example?
All right.
I'm trying to understand this dead situation. Like, why would you want to die?
Nah, it's not about that. Like, it's either when you're...
Go.
Nah, either when you're super embarrassed for that person or... you're like, nah, I can't believe you did that? Or...
Okay. Because I've been getting... You know who says it a lot to me? Like, Martha? Martha from... Martha from Maps. Mm. When I post a funny story or like something about George, same message. Yeah. I am dead.
Yeah.
I'm so dead.
Yeah, dead.
And I feel like as time has gone on, Martha has gotten shorter with the... She went from I am dead
yep.
to I'm dead
yep.
to now she just says dead.
Yep.
And now she says dead now with D-E-D.
D-E-D.
It's like she's D-E-D. Slowly dying. You she's are, slowly
it,
dying.
It is. It
I'm
is.
I'm understanding.
D-E-D is like the What's most the, iconic way to say
is
it.
Is D-E-D...
D-E-D, dead. I say it. Everyone says it.
I'm so dead at these. I'm so dead.
No, it is. It is. Everyone I don't like says it.
I fucking hate it.
Nah, I love it. I'm just going to continue using it then for the whole podcast.
Oh, my God.
Anything that you say.
Did you want to say one?
All right, so my one is, right, I don't understand it at all, and I've just heard it recently, right, but apparently it's been out for ages, what? Right? So when people say, it's been a minute.
I used that yesterday. I don't even know if I'm using it right.
I don't understand it, and I don't like it. I genuinely don't like it.
It's been a minute. Yeah, yeah.
Like, because what do you mean it's been a minute? Yeah, like, it hasn't been a minute.
I've used it, I'm pretty sure, I've used it both ways, where I've visited a cafe that I haven't visited in a long time, and I've taken like an Instagram story and wrote "been a minute."
No,
because obviously it's been longer than a minute. It's been like we've been in lockdown since March.
No, that's but a then swipe I've also, across for me.
But I've also used it interact. Where I've had a drink the night before, and then had a drink the next night, and then same scotch bottle. And I write, it's been a minute, but it hasn't been a minute. It's literally been.
Nah, I'm not about hours. That. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. Like, why a minute?
I don't understand. Yeah, but where did it come from? How come it's only coming it's into existence saying. Now?
Been a minute.
Mm. Right? And the next thing which I don't understand is when people say period after when they say
I like
something.
That.
I don't
understand. Like
I don't understand it. I genuinely don't understand it. I always laugh it off.
I think period means like facts. Like that's it. Facts.
No, but they always ask it. No.
It's a fact.
I thought they always say it after they ask a question, don't they?
That hat looks great on you. Never change it. Period.
So it's like facts.
Facts.
So it's like that's the truth. I'm not capping. That's it.
They've been adding T's to the end of that.
Huh?
Have you seen that?
What, like a period?
Yes.
Period.
I don't understand that. Why is there a T on have you seen that?
I don't even understand period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're using a whole nother.
I think, yeah, look, I've used period and I've only used it.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand it, but I like
me.
It.
They're the two for
They're
me.
They're good.
Yeah, I don't yeah, I don't know them.
You think like that should stay in 2020?
Yeah, no. As in not like, at all. I think, what?
I think they should stay in 2020.
They should stay in 2020. Okay. Yeah, no.
Period.
I'm dead.
And period.
Yep.
Dead should definitely.
Dead is one which everyone uses, though.
Period.
It is. No, I still don't get it. All right.
Next question. Mark, do you listen to anything besides Bad Bunny? Love Bad Bunny.
What the fuck's Bad Bunny?
What?
What is Bad Bunny?
What do you mean? What's a Bad Bunny?
What is Bad Bunny? Mark, do you listen to anything but Bad Bunny? I don't know what Bad Bunny is.
You've never heard of Bad Bunny?
I've genuinely never heard of Bad Bunny.
Swear to God.
I swear to God. What is it?
Hang on.
Is it a podcast?
Have you not? No, it's not a fucking. You know, he's a singer. He's a rapper. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, that's actually a made up name.
You've never heard of J Balvin?
Who?
J Balvin, Maluma?
J Balvin.
J Cortez?
Oh, J Balvin I have. No,
okay,
no,
okay,
no,
we're getting somewhere.
What's his name?
Rosalia, have you heard of Rosalia?
Bad Bunny.
I can't believe you've never heard of Bad Bunny. Dude, we should have discussed this before.
Bro, Bad Bunny does not exist. How has he got 100 million views?
He's fucking, he's iconic. What? Are you serious?
You don't know any of his songs though.
To be honest, I can't pronounce one of his songs, but I love it. It's a vibe. You don't need to understand his songs.
I'm just trying to get it through this because I just have never heard of Bad Bunny before.
You know you're offending the culture right now, the reggaeton culture.
You aren't even part of that culture.
You know what? I think they've accepted me into the culture.
This one here's got 100.
I've proven myself.
100 million views on it.
What song is this? Oh, what a track. That's with Rosalía. You've never heard that. That's from his new album, though. That only came out a couple of weeks ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, let me choose a song that you might know.
Bad Bunny doesn't exist. Oh, Jesus. Just does not exist anymore. No, look like he must. I just haven't even heard of him.
That's pretty bad.
You know? I'm a Taylor Swift type of guy, though. That's why.
Don't compare Bad Bunny to
Taylor Swift. Kylie Minogue. Shakira. Okay,
we're going to move on because this is
Shania Twain.
You are offending a lot of people right now, and I think this podcast is about to be cancelled.
Bad Bunny doesn't even exist. All right.
Oh, my God. Can we move on? Let's just move on.
That was a stupid question.
You're a stupid man.
Whoever asked that was a stupid question.
When are you having kids? Oh, see, I get this question all the time.
Is that kids in Australia or is that...
You got to just specify that one. Man.
No, you need this one.
Good, good, good. Very well played. Christina and I get this question on a regular basis and it was cute at the start.
Mm.
But now it's getting a little bit annoying. You know what it is though? For Christina and I, we're putting our goals and a few things ahead of family, like starting a family, because I feel like we need to accomplish some things that we set out many years ago. Because once we have, once we decide to have a family, I want to make sure that we are dedicating 110% of our energy and attention to our kids.
Because
right now our lives are crazy with the cosmetic line and a few other things that we've got in the pipeline. Like, I just don't feel it's the right time for having, you know, like to start a family.
Oh, of course. And that, yeah,
plus we're building a house.
Fine. Yeah.
So it's not, but what makes it a little bit more difficult as well is, what if we were trying? Do you know what I mean?
It's true, I know. And so then how do you play that down? Struggling. How do you play that down?
Yeah. But like I used to encourage it. Like on my social media, like I don't know if you've seen before, I used to, put like kid lookalikes.
Yeah.
To find it cute. But then
I saw that when you had, had a baby Shrek up there.
Some baby photos that looks,
Yeah, Shrek.
Some followers and, some people used to send us photos, be like, oh, this looks like you and Christine. It's so cute. And it was cute. I used to put it up in my story, like, do you think it looks like us? But I was talking to a friend of mine. He goes, man, you know how hard it is to have a baby? And I was like, not really.
Mm.
And he's been trying with his partner for 2-3 years now. And I was thinking about it. I was like, shit. Yeah, like it's a sensitive topic, isn't it?
It is. You know what? And I don't think you realize that stuff until you actually start trying.
So you know, I believe in the
like it isn't something. Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it's probably too late now. Like everyone's jinxed it.
Yeah.
We've jinxed it.
Yeah.
So that question gets a little bit sensitive now with Christina and myself because we're just, it's like, you know what? Like we're not having a baby yet. Like we don't want to have a baby yet. Wow, we got deep.
Oh, so deep. Almost too deep. I fucking hate going that deep for these fucking podcasts.
It's only the first episode.
You go way too deep with this shit. And it is the first one. We said that we're not going deep at all.
I might have a baby tonight.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, snatch that off me. I'll ask one.
Fuck.
All right, go. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
17.
Seven. That's my favorite number.
Is it?
It's fucking weird.
Period.
All right.
I'm dead. That's your favorite number. Like, I'm so fucking dead that I chose your favorite number.
I fucking say dead 24/7. All right. This one's actually for you. Mark, what is the weirdest moment with a follower or fan? Follower or fan?
Weirdest moment with a follower or fan?
Mm. Non-sexual.
Not.
That actually cuts out quite a few. Yeah.
You know when someone sees us out in public, the first thing, or like if someone sees me, the first thing they say to me is, oh my God, Mark, where's Christina?
Mark, I don't really care too much about you, but where's your wife?
Where's your wife? She's over there, man.
Yeah. All right, yeah, cool.
weirdest moment. You know, everything that we've actually accomplished thus far, okay, I have to say, it's like without being a bit of a cornball, has been from the support of everybody.
Mm.
Like Christina's followers, Christina's fans. None of it would be possible like without them. So yeah. Christina and I, we give the people the time of day, like when we see them, 100%. Like we've never, especially Christina herself, she would never turn down a photo or, you know, like a conversation, anything like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's important.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, like seeing that support in real life, it gives you a different kind of energy.
Mm.
Like so much more appreciative. But weirdest moment. There was this one situation about a year ago where Christina and I were shopping one day.
Mm-hmm.
And
for Christmas lights?
Christmas lights. We were shopping for.
Yeah, yeah.
And this girl came running towards us. She's like, oh my God, Christina.
Old, young?
Young.
Yeah, okay. Nah, cause
I'd say maximum 17. Like probably between the ages of 14 to 17.
Yeah, all right.
It's hard to tell nowadays.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah. But anyway, 14 to 17. And she goes running to Christina. She's screaming her name. And Christina's like, oh, hi. Lovely to meet you. What's your name?
Yeah.
She didn't answer. And she just froze. And then Christina and I are like, oh, like we repeat the question, like, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
What's your name? What are you doing?
Yep.
No answer. And then she starts crying.
Bro, she saw your face and thought, fuck.
I'm dead. No, she started crying and it got awkward. It got really awkward because we're in the middle of a shopping center.
Yeah.
And there's a young girl. Man, that shit's crying. Awkward.
People seeing you there as well and a young girl.
People walking past and they were staring more at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were eyeing me off like I upset this little girl. And I was getting angry. Mind your own fucking business.
Oh my
God. You don't know the situation. Nah, this is not my fault. No. So Christina being Christina, you know, she hugged her.
And you make her feel comfortable. You know, like you warm, just ease the situation. Yeah, you have
just
to.
Just telling her like it's fine. Like, you know, I get nervous sometimes and all of that. But yeah,
what
that
did you do though? Because like it's awkward for you to hug, you know. So like you just like, awkwardly, don't you?
Oh, I just copped all the looks.
Yeah. Okay, so
copped all the looks.
You had to take it. Yeah,
I had to take it. But that was one situation where we were just like, oh God, what do we do? It was a lot worse than what I'm actually describing
for
now.
For sure.
A lot worse. What would you do? Someone fucking started crying for me.
Man, you know what? I'm. I don't know.
Okay, this is a good one. How do you guys deal with the attention your girls get from males and do you get jealous?
Well, the attention that our girls get from males, well, you get quite a bit of attention. I don't get too jealous, do I? It's fuck. Smooth. You know what it is? I think it is something where you get jealous at the start of a relationship, right? So when you're starting out fresh, you know, like you're still trying to understand and, you know, yeah, like trying to learn about each other.
We all start off jealous.
You do. I think you do. Always, right? But it's at the end of the day, I think it's something which through the relationship, right, like you guys grow together, you become more mature together, right? You guys age together.
I think it's that you see how they handle themselves in like certain situations.
It is. Yeah, for sure. You know, and then you build the trust with them.
And you build the trust because how many times have you gone to a club and from a distance you can see, you know.
Oh, some guy, you know, like trying to talk to Chris or Sarah.
So instead of walking up and going, hey, bro,
yeah,
leave her alone. She's with me. You know, you sort of assess.
You do. Like,
you know what, I'm going to sit back and
you
I'm going to see how she's going to deal with it.
Situations, you do. And you know what, like they always handle it so well.
We've got good girls.
No, we do, definitely.
It's been a tough year for me though. Like I've had fucking Michael B. Jordan slide in. I've had the Drake and the Drake team slide in. I've had fucking Tiger.
Yeah, see. Craig. You can't compete with them.
Fuck off. I can take him.
Yeah. Okay.
See, Craig, you know what? I loved Craig David until he tried to slide in.
Did he? I didn't know that one.
Yeah, Craig David did.
How did he do
And
it?
With
he
my
do?
Sister.
Really?
Yep.
What a fucking legend.
Fucking hate him. But I love him. I love his music.
Man, so good.
Seven Days?
Man, oh, whew, so good.
What an album.
So good. I went to his concert.
Did you?
Mm.
I think I did too. I want money back. Why would he do that to me? I'm such a fan.
How did he do it? What did he do?
Oh, Craig David, what did he do? I just,
yeah, well, like
just,
message? In a message?
Yeah,
or was it
something?
Yeah.
I was like, surely not. And like, he follows my sister as well. Like,
yeah. Fuck.
It's tough. I've got the entire English Premier League as well following Christina. Bro, I would love to go through Christina's DMs. Oh. And the amount of like Chelsea players.
Really?
Oh, dude, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's insane.
Man, how don't you get me some free tickets to a Liverpool game?
Can you imagine? Like, I should use.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pimping.
Get us there. No. But
is that not pimping her out?
Not really, because like she isn't going to the event. We're going to the event.
True. But what are they getting in return though?
Us. What more do they want? Huh?
What about Christina?
What about her?
True. True. Yeah. And that was good.
Yeah.
Last question, Matt. I think we've got time for one more.
All right, yeah. I'll answer.
Go. You choose it.
I mean, choose it. All right, here we go.
Make it a good one.
All right, so what are some red flags for you guys when starting out in a relationship?
Red flags.
All right, you know what? Basically for me, right, I haven't got that many red flags, to be honest with you, but I think one for me is eating, right? So, yeah, I'm Italian background. I have a huge love for food, right? Like love all different types of food. If they're picky with their foods, right?
That's a good one, yeah.
And it limits me on the restaurants that we get to go to.
Yes,
I don't want to be limited when it comes to eating it and when it comes to food.
I have a mate of mine that his partner is vegan.
Yeah.
And vegetarian.
Ah, see, that's hard.
And she's gluten intolerant. You're so intolerant.
Ah, no, you just...
what do you feed that?
that sounds bad.
It is bad. I'm sorry, but look, that's tough.
How do you know where to go? Man, where do you go? There aren't restaurants right like that, right? So cabbage
would you feed a cabbage?
Man, like you could, nah.
Rice.
You know what? Right, Sarah and I, right? Like we went on our third date. I think it was to Grati.
Good restaurant,
right? Awesome restaurant, yeah. Right, like they bought out the pasta. I think I got pasta and pizza. And then they asked if we want cheese. And Sarah stupidly says no. Right? And cheese for me is massive on the pasta. Massive, right? I looked at her and that was the moment, right? Like I looked at her straight, just like this.
Just relax.
Right? Stared in her eyes and I said, is this it? Huh? Is this?
Can I buy
this? Is this how it ends?
But there's some pasta where you shouldn't put cheese on.
Okay. Bolognese or Napoli sauce needs cheese on it, right? But let's look, that's not the conversation. But anyway, right? So food for me.
Surely you broke up with her after that.
Look, we had a long and serious conversation and I said, do not ever deprive me of cheese on my pasta ever again.
That's disgusting.
Or else that's it.
That's disgusting.
All right. But now for me, it is food, right? Yeah. So like
that's a good one.
I do not want to be limited in any way.
So that's a deal breaker.
When it comes to food. Okay, yeah.
I like that.
Mm.
That's good. My red flag.
Red flag, huh? What's a no-go zone for Mark?
I can only go up from here.
Yeah.
Since the vegan comment. What do you feed it?
What do you feed that?
Jesus.
What is it?
I'm about to get cancelled.
Oh, man. That's it. Okay. YouTube comments popping off.
I've got time.
Let's go.
Okay. I love a woman that is motivated.
Yep.
That's working towards something. That's ambitious. So a red flag would be, just someone that doesn't know what they want. Someone that wakes up in the morning and is just, you know, living day by day without contributing something to their goal.
Okay. Yeah, but not everyone always has...
Which is fine.
...has a goal, right?
No, like which is fine. Right? Oh, dude, so it's completely normal to be lost.
Yeah.
And you don't know what you what you want to do in life.
Yeah.
But at least try.
Yeah.
For me, it's about, I'm thinking about... starting my own business, I'm thinking about going into this industry, applying for this job, whatever it might be, just make sure that you wake up in the morning and you're doing something to get you that one step closer.
Mm-hmm.
That for me, and if you're just waking up and just doing nothing or relying on the other person, that's a red flag for me.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
Period.
Yeah, love that.
It's been a minute since you said that.
Oh, look, let's just not even go there. I fucking hate that, man.
These were good.
That was all right. I actually like that. You know, like considering, I didn't know any of
those questions at all.
I think we did very well, Matthew, and I'm excited to see where this podcast takes us.
Oh, I think so, definitely
with our special
too.
Guests.
Huh? We'll have to see how much fucking hate we get for what we say here, but I don't think it'll be that bad. I think it's been a really good first podcast.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I think it's been
a
pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. And I've always wanted to say this. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment.
Yeah, tell us in...
Do people comments?
Tell us down below in the comments...
what you want to see next.
Who I should replace Mark with 100%. On the podcast, all right?
Someone vegan, perhaps.
Oh, fuck.
Peace out. God bless. It's been a pleasure.
Take care.